The Alaska Road Commission was a unique organization in that there was no other organization like it in the United States government.
It was federal.
It was special, and in that it evolved because at the time of the that they began finding gold in Alaska and in the Yukon, the federal government became concerned about the then District of Alaska because of the fact that here we had a large number of people coming into an area where there was nothing. And there was no facilities, there was no cities, there was no anything. And then there were rumors of starvation. You may have heard of that. There was rumors there was going to be mass starvation. So what the Army did was move in Army troops. There was also a dispute at the boundary between Canada and the United States. And so the Army moved in a bunch of troops, stationing them around mining camps and along the Yukon. And this was the U.S. Army. And when the concern for roads became evident, why, the Congress, just turned over the responsibility of building roads to the Army, since they had built, by that time, they had built the communication system, that is, the telephone lines, which connected Alaska to the lower 48 through Canada. And so they just extended their responsibility to highways. And they established, in 1905, they established the Board of Road Commissioners for Alaska. And it was this group of three Army officers were charged with the responsibility of building and maintaining roads and trails. And the appropriations, of course, were practically negligible. And to do the work, and the philosophy of the organization was to let's build as much as we can to open up the country. And so they would they started out building trails. In fact, the Richardson Highway was a trail to begin with, from Valdez to Eagle. And then their idea was, as the need increases, why, we'll increase the capability of the trail to carry traffic. And so that's what they did. They built a trail, and the trail evolved into a sled road in the wintertime, and that evolved into a wagon road. And of course, in the in the 20s, it became necessary to consider the automobile, and so they began building a road which would pack, surfacing it, which would pack an automobile. And eventually, the Army